What's up, crew? Welcome to Daily Self-Talk. I am your host, Mr. Be Great. Today, on this amazing motivational Monday, I bring you episode 5, Don't Let What Fears You Stop You. And so before we get into that, I hope you all had an amazing weekend. I hope today when you woke up, you gave gratitude where gratitude is needed and you hit the ground running, as Monday is for the go-getters, as it sets the tone for those that want the best for themselves and best for their journey. We have to make today count. So I hope each and every one of you went out there and made today count, made your morning count. And I hope that this message right here allows you to tap into what your true calling is in life as you go through each and every day. Just trying to really tap into who you truly are, bring that to the surface. So as we get into episode 5, Don't Let What Fears You Stop You, think about it. The things that we truly want in life, they come with the cost. You know, they come with some kind of maybe doubt, fear, something that, you know, could take us on a different route, a different path. But we have to go out there and really attack the things that fear us, the things that bring challenge, the things that bring doubt, the things that may bring worry. That's where I believe that your victory is. I believe the victory is definitely inside of that challenge that you're going to go through, that obstacle that you're going through. And to have the things that fear you, don't let them stop you. You know, we tend to do that often. We tend to allow those things to put our whole journey on hold, put our whole life on hold. And that's not the way to live. You know, that's not the way to go through your journey, nor should it be going through your life. You know, we tend to bring a lot of doubt onto ourselves constantly. And the things that fear us, we definitely shy away from, because we tend to want to find the easy way out. You know, I've been there my own path, trying to find the easy way in life in the beginning of my journey. You know, just trying to find what was easy, you know, taking the easy road, not realizing at the time that the things that we're scared of, the things that, you know, have a challenge, you know, that others are afraid to do, we have to step into that. It's a must that we step into that. And what we have to do is face that fear, face that doubt, you know, change our thinking patterns. Some tools, of course, would be changing your mindset and attacking that fear, attacking that illusion, right? That illusion, and allowing yourself to really see, you know, how far you can really go. Because we have to remember how powerful we are. We are very, very powerful, and that we can go out there and really do whatever we set our minds to. But the thing that crushes so many dreams, crushes so many visions, you know, crushes so many people's just hope to make it through the day is fear. But how about this? Do you ever fear of rising up each day? But you do it, right? Not knowing, right? Not knowing if you will or not. So when you really look into that, you should fear that, but then have faith that you will arise, right? So those two I love to put together, fear and faith, because that's where what it's really about. Your faith needs to be stronger than that fear. Your fear cannot be stronger than your faith. So the things that bring, you know, frighten you, bring the fear, right? That illusion, you have to go back and get alone with God and say, you know, this is what you're calling me to do today. This is what you have put in my path. And I know with you, all things are possible. I have to hit the ground running. I have to make Monday the best day and set the tone for the rest of the week. I can't let the fear of Monday's chaos now pull me into the illusion and ruin my whole week, let alone ruin my day. It's a key essential to take your faith and go to the moon with it. Take your faith and go to the moon with it. Know how strong your faith is. Have faith in all that you do. Because if you don't, who else will? You know, we wait around for the opportunity in fear that we may miss something else. But we are put in that certain position to take that opportunity, to grab it, and to know that with our faith, all things are possible and all things will work out accordingly. But we get so caught up, man. You know, fear lately, of course, with the new year and just with everything going on in the world, fear has stopped people dead in their tracks of what they want. They're so distracted by the chaos of the world that they lost themselves. They have no understanding of who they are. And that's the sad part. That's the sad part and the part that most need to understand. They are in control of their own life. You cannot let the chaos of the world and the things such as fear stop you in your tracks of going after that, being after or trying to be and working towards being the very best version of yourself. This is an ongoing process to be the very best version of yourself, right? You know, every day we're working on it. And we cannot be stopped. We can't be sidetracked. We can't let the distractions pull us off our path. You see, because like we were talking about just a second ago, we have the faith. We put our faith in the right places. We know how powerful we are. All right? And you have the vision to get to where you want to go. You know that there's going to be, you know, hiccups along the way on your journey. So did you make a plan? Are you taking action on that plan? You know, let me share something with you guys. As I'm reading Think and Grow Rich right now, some awesome principles, of course, came into this last chapter that I'm on, being the power of the mastermind, power of the mastermind. And some key things that I was, of course, writing down and journaling, because it's so true. This is what we have to do to not let fear stop us, right? So these are some key points. Faith, desire, persistence, plan, and action. Again, so take that title. Don't let what fears you stop you, right? And then in an order, this is what you need. Faith. Your desire, that burning desire, right? Persistence, your plan, action. So I believe if we apply them five steps right there to this right here, what we, you know, not letting fear stop us in our tracks. If we apply them five steps right there, that right there is a start. That right there is a start to tap into, you know, bringing out the very best version of yourself. And so, you know, right now, even on this journey of my own, you know, because every day seeking a challenge, seeking a new opportunity or tapping in more to that opportunity that has been given, you know, I've now wanted to apply these five steps and really get down all the way to the action that needs to be taken necessary for that obstacle or for that opportunity that's been placed in front of me, right? So, again, it's faith, desire, persistence, plan, action. And that's by Napoleon Hill in the Think and Grow Rich book that I'm reading. And so I believe, you know, and I can understand and I have experienced that we cannot let the thing of fear stop us from going after what we truly want. I'm sure everybody's had fear. The person who's climbed the highest mountain had fear. The cliff, rock climbing, whatever. You know? Evil Knievel, for instance. You know? Fear set in at one point, but then they realized that once I accomplish this, fear is an illusion. I've already done this. That's the mindset you have to have. I've already accomplished this. I've already you know, went through the workouts. I've already went through the ride of jumping the Grand Canyon. I've already done it in my mind because you win the battle in two places, the mind, then in reality, right? That's where we bring the vision of our victory. In the mind, then we bring it into reality. So whatever you're going through, right? Don't let the sight of fear, the illusion of fear, stop you from going after it. Because you right now can have anything and everything you want. But again, you've let fear stop you. Did you let Monday stop you? The fear of Monday stop you? Or the fear of Monday put this burden on you? Right? Did you have a case of the Mondays where you're now disappointed that it's Monday and so ready for Friday? If you are, that's shame on you. You need to go out there and attack life. Attack the things that bring the fear out of you. Attack it. Give it all you got. Go out there and be the best version of yourself to the world. And as always, man, be great, be phenomenal, and oh yeah, be unstoppable. That's my time with you guys. And remember, it starts with you and it ends with you. So keep on keeping on. Let's get it.